Hey guys, happy Wednesday. So my phone's on like 7% right now, so I'm praying that I'll get through recording this podcast. And if I do, hallelujah, and if I don't, oh well. But anyway, for today's podcast, I want to share with you guys something I read in my devotional time. So me and my boyfriend are going through this devotional together. It's called Not a Fan. And there was this one day that I read this week, and the title was called Finding Nemo. And I thought that was the cutest title ever, because it just made me think of the Disney movie. But the title was called Finding Nemo, and the verse for that day was Ecclesiastes chapter 2 verse 1, and it said, I said to myself, come now, I will test you with pleasure to find out what is good, but that also proved to be meaningless. So the guy who wrote this book, his name is Kyle Eidelman or Kyle Edelman. I don't know how to pronounce his name. But basically he went through this story about how his youngest daughter wanted a pet. And he's like, okay, you can get a pet as long as it doesn't bark or shed or make any kind of noise. So the daughter ended up getting a goldfish. And where the dad got this goldfish from, it said it was like a 3-day life guarantee, which is really sad. But the daughter was happy. She was like 5 and she got her goldfish and she was over the moon. But one day, the dad and the daughter went to the swimming pool and they brought the goldfish with them, and they just put it in like a little glass cup next to the edge of the swimming pool. And the daughter was like, Dad, can we put the fish, his name was Nemo, they're like, can we put Nemo in the swimming pool? And his dad had to explain to the daughter, like, no, you can't do that because the chemicals in the pool will kill Nemo. And so the daughter was like, okay, that's fine. But the dad and the daughter were having so much fun in the swimming pool that the next time the dad looked over to check on Nemo, the fish, the cup was empty and Nemo wasn't in it. And so apparently Nemo had flipped out of the cup and he jumped into the pool because Nemo saw that they were having so much fun. And the dad was just like, I feel bad for Nemo because he was probably watching us in the pool and hoping that he could get into an ocean that was like a swimming pool. And so all in all, Nemo flipped out of the cup into the swimming pool, and eventually Nemo rose to the top of the water belly up and he was dead. And the daughter, she wasn't too upset because she remembered that it was only a 3-day life guarantee. And so at the end of the devotional, it said this. It says, Nemo might have been having the time of his life inside the swimming pool, but what he didn't know was what promised pleasure was really bringing poison. When pleasure becomes our primary pursuit, it delivers the opposite of what it promises. Pleasure has this unique trait. The more intensely you chase it, the less likely you are to catch it. Philosophers call this the hedonistic paradox. I think that's how you say it. The idea is that pleasure, pursued for its own sake, evaporates before our very eyes. It says, the idea is that pleasure pursued for its own sake evaporates before our very eyes. Jesus painted this sharp contrast. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. John 10:10. Here is the powerful truth that we have discovered today. When we worship God by denying ourselves, we experience what we were really wanting all along. Deep and ultimate pleasure. When we worship God by denying ourselves, we experience what we really wanted all along. Deep and ultimate pleasure. And I really like this devotional because a lot of the times when we're tempted as Christians, we are like, oh, if let's just use an example for maybe you have issues with drinking, or maybe you have issues with watching pornography. You might be like, hey, when I watch this pornography, it's gonna bring me so much pleasure, so much happiness. But in reality, if you are a child of God, after you watch that porn, you have a deep conviction and there's no pleasure at all. Like, you might have pleasure for maybe the 5 minutes that you're watching the porn, but afterwards, there's no pleasure at all, and you just feel convicted and you feel ashamed. There's no pleasure. But what this devotional is really teaching is that when we worship God by denying ourselves, when we deny our earthly want, when we deny that want to watch porn, or that want to go and drink and get drunk or whatever it is, when we deny ourselves, when we deny our sinful wants, we experience what we were really wanting all along. We experience that pleasure that we wanted. So that pleasure that we wanted to get out of the porn, out of drinking, out of doing whatever, the pleasure that we wanted from that, when we deny ourselves, we end up receiving a deep and ultimate pleasure that's from God. And that isn't sinful. And so, yeah, I really like that devotional. So I was like, why not share it? But the part I really liked and that I read and I want to keep reading is that when we worship God by denying ourselves, by denying our sinful desires, we experience what we were really wanting all along, deep and ultimate pleasure. When we deny ourselves, we experience that deep and ultimate pleasure that we really wanted all along. So, yeah. Guys, deny yourself. Deny your sinful desires. I know it's hard. It's hard to deny your flesh, but it's something we have to do. And the reward is so much greater when we choose to deny ourselves. But that's all for today. Let's pray and we'll be done. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for just life. Thank you for allowing me to wake up in the morning and eat food. Thank you for allowing me to see the fall colors when I go outside, even when I look out my window. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my friends. Thank you for health. Thank you for safety. Thank you for everything, Lord. There's so much that I can thank you for, and I'll never be able to thank you enough. But Lord, please allow this devotional to sit with me for the rest of the day and sit with the listener for the rest of the day. And please allow us to just crave to just sit in your presence and learn more about you. Please just allow us to have a desire to learn more about you and have a hunger and thirst to get closer to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.